Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight, I'm just going to read out the little statement that we got tonight. The show is called English Defence League Radio Show, David Shuf. In prison, stitched up charges. I go on to say, welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, that's me, and my panellist and wingman tonight is Smokey TX, Brian. Jan the Tornado Rennie is on assignment, and Dave Agador Milner is on vacation. Tonight, we will be discussing the total injustice in this Orwellian time we are living in, with imprisoning of David Shuff, a staunch and loyal EDL man, and brave and courageous man, as well as being a patriot in this time and age in the UK. You, as Facebook likes to call us, all with conservative views, as dangerous, totally unjustified, and it has been noticed and tweeted by no other than President Donald Trump. Also, we'll be discussing other headlines and news from this side of the pond to Smokey's side of the USA. For soldiers, angels, and supporters of the cause, and global patriots, this radio show is your platform and voice. Please call in to the show. The number to call in, if you're outside of the UK, and you're inside the United States, the number to call in from outside in is 001-858-777-5934. Repeat, 001-858-777-5934. Let me see. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And of course, that was by Edmund Burke. Also, I'm putting it in there, and I didn't have time, something I wanted to put in there was I'll just get it all wrong and messed up. But anyway, I think this gentleman is my friend, my colleague, my wingman tonight. We've got Smokey Brian. Good to have you, my friend. I hope you're well. Is that you, Smoke? Can you hear me, Smokey? Oh. Well, that's weird. Can you hear me, Smokey? Unfortunately, it's all quiet. this side. I'll try to bring him in a second. I'm going to just chat in the chat to see if he's joined us. Just bear with me, guys. Okay. Right, so, unfortunately, at the moment, I can't seem to be able to connect. I'm not connecting with Smokey. But let's, we'll sort this out as we go along. I'll try to bring him in a second or so. But just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, last Tuesday it was, you know what's been going on. It's been quite a crazy world that we're living in at this moment in time. But I was doing what I normally do. And in fact, I was on Telegram because of the purge, the silencing of conservative views, which has been in full swing this week. We've been seeing some very popular conservative voices have been shut down. Basically, so everybody is finding new platforms, so that a lot of us are gravitating over to Telegram, which is pretty awesome. There's other sites, Mindsite, I think is one's called, and there's a few others. One's very similar to like Facebook. So you see, the thing about this is if Facebook thinks that it can do this to people, you know, quite to popular people, that they can do it to us all, they can do it to you, they can do it to anybody that's associated with any one of us, especially you as part of the EDL, you know, like myself. I mean, I know Dave, because he was associated, and being my friend and colleague, he had the same. He's his count was, you know, tampered with, and he had to find a new platform. So that's what I'm saying. Anybody associated, anybody, if you put a picture up with Tommy Robinson and you're on Facebook, they shut you down. Or they put you on a back, they ban you for a few days, etc., etc. It's what they're doing. They think that they can silence the people by doing what they do. All they're doing, really, is, you know, we're not silly people. And we know there's platforms out there that we haven't got this censorship. So all they're doing, and I don't think they really care, to be quite honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, they're going to come crashing down. They're going to crash and burn. You know, the people like Facebook, you know, and they're losing money and over this, but they're not worried. They're not worried because, and the reason why that you're seeing this deplatforming is simply because of the President of the United States, Donald Trump. This is why they're doing this. This is what they're told to do. Because that is the way that they're doing things. But he knows, he's got them on his radar. He's already warned Zuckerberg about what he's been doing. And really and truthfully, you know, it won't be too long till these platforms, these multi-billion platforms of so many people, well, people just go elsewhere, you know. And as I say, Telegram's doing an awesome trade at this moment. So are other platforms out there. But I did want to speak about a dear man, an awesome patriot, David Shoof. As I say, last Tuesday, as I was going through checking things out like I normally do when I go on the internet, and I actually come across a picture of David, and you know, he was the guy, and there was the pictures everywhere of David Shoof, who was attacked by a baying mob. That's basically who they was, a baying mob of Marxists and Muslims all combined. And he stood there. He was the lone figure that stood there. And he took the brunt of everything. I say he had his guy cut. And so he still managed to give the victory sign. I mean, what can I say about people, you know, brave patriots like that, courageous, brave patriots. But we find the total injustice in the Orwellian times that we're living right now. Because as I saw this picture, I see that David Shoof had been in prison for 15 months. Unjustified, totally unjustified. I mean, and basically, I'm not sure exactly of what it was that it was something to do with what he'd been posted on Facebook or something like that, as a basically class of hate speech. These days, no matter what you say, especially if you're related, if you're ideal, I mean, they will just come and take you away. They'll stitch you up on charge they got to, tell lies about you, and then before you know it, and just say the courts fall in step with them. And of course, I found that David Shoof, a great patriot, a really, really nice guy. I mean, I've talked to a few friends, one of his close friends, Steve, and I said I'm going to do a show this Sunday, and I'm going to be speaking about the injustice what happened to Dave. You know, he was the one who was attacked. He was attacked, and it just seems that because he was attacked, he had to be the guilty person, you know, behind it all, and then he wasn't. He was just doing that, just to tell the thing was doing a protest like we normally do, peaceful protest, when, you know, as you've seen them, the Antifa, a lot of scumbags and the Muslims joining and trying to cause as much havoc as they could to try to silence what we were there to speak about. And that's basically what happened to Mr. Shoof. As I say, 15 months. For what? That's what I said. I made a comment. For what? what, why they done that? But it does seem now that this, you're seeing it across the globe, though, ladies and gentlemen. It's the sad fact about it is we are living in the most extraordinary Orwellian times, and I've said this many times before that I've never thought I would live to see the day that we would live in these times when democracy is being destroyed in our country. People marching in the streets week in, week out now. This is just, it's stepping up because people are so angry of what's become of our country, our great nation. People that fought and died to protect our freedom of speech, freedom of expression, etc., liberty, justice. It seems it's all gone. It seems now if you're in the wrong, you're in the right. If you're in the right, you're in the wrong. It's just incredible, and it's very sad. It's a very sad state of affairs. But you know what? As I've always said, we will never, ever surrender. We know. I mean, I look at my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. That's what I'm here for, and that's what most of the people that's involved with the Patriots and with all people that love their freedom and their liberty and everything that we've been used to being brought up with, because I used to feel very proud of my country when I was a young man. I used to always be, you know, singing the praises. What a great country, but that's long gone by now. This is we're living in dark times, which is tragedy, really. It's absolutely a tragedy. But let me see if I can bring up this is Smokey. Let me see if I can bring him in again. Let me give him another try. Okay, 9357. Is that you, Smokey? Are you there, brother? Can you hear me, mate?
Hey, Jeff, I think you got moving, and I've just been listening. Didn't have my hand up, but...
Hey, brother, as I say, I'm not sure if Smokey's the other one, the other gentleman I can see, but it's always a blessing to talk to you, my dear friend. How are you moving?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine, Jeff. And you sound like you're doing pretty good, too. But like I said, I was just listening into the show.
Well,
it's been our battle,
you know, moving.
We've been up against.
This is our fight. We know. We live in the time now. We can't leave it. We can't leave it up to our children. And I know I was talking to my son's moving, and he got so angry. I said, please, Rick. I told him, please, just use your anger in a positive way. Don't let it just blow a fuse and you end up bloody make yourself feel over it, because everybody feels that way. Everybody wants to explode at this moment, what we're seeing out this country. And you're looking in, aren't you, Movie? You can see what's happening. This week, I don't know, say, one of our great patriots was imprisoned for 15 months. 15 months. He was attacked at one of our demonstrations at moving. He was attacked, and he had a cut on his eye. There was blood running down his face, and he still managed to give a victory. And he was attacked by these Antifa and these Muslims. But he stood there with a baying mob, and he still gave us victory. And it brought a tear to my eye when I see that picture. This is going back a while ago now. And I thought, this is what it's about. Standing up for what you believe in. No matter what comes at you, you stand up there and you show your victory and you smile through it. And I suppose that's what about being a patriot. You know, the path that we walk, I think you would agree, moving, the path that we walk, and I said this to other people in the time, the path that we walk can be a lonely path. But there are patriots out there who will join you, that you're not just a lonely voice. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing right away across the globe, people are coming to the calls. They're coming to join what we got up against. You know, up against the establishment.
Yeah.
Everything that's wrong in this country, we're up against it. We got it coming from all ends. But you know us, the old British Bulldog spirit. We will never, never, ever give in to these people. We will fight them. And as Winston Churchill says, so much was done by so few. Well, we are the so few. And we will continue to fight until we prevail. There's no stepping back. There's no moving to the side. This is, we must meet it head on. But I'm letting my mouth grab it away with me. It's so good to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah, well, Jeff, don't let it all get you down too much. You know, there's a different way of looking at it. You know, under years past, where in the United States we had Barack Obama, and in years past where you've had folks leading your country that were somewhat questionable, you know, they let the Mohammedans in, and they let the globalists in. But I'm going to tell you, Jeff, I'm going to tell you, this is their Gallipoli. They got in, and they got on the shores, but now they're about to get their butt kicked because President Trump, not only is he going after all the people, those heinous people who went after him and tried to have a coup against the United States, he's asking questions about the people in the UK government who helped those heinous people. And there's going to be inquiries about that.
I was just going to tell you that. That's what I was going to tell you. Not only that, he's going after Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood will be a prescribed outlawed thing that's coming up. I knew this was going to happen before he even took the office. A couple of days in, I heard that he was going to do this. Down the road, I knew it wasn't going to happen just like that, but it was going to happen that he was going to prescribe the Muslim Brotherhood, because he was in talks with his little team, and it's the same. We look for the future. We'll just get things going. So I knew this was going to happen, and I've said it on other shows. I knew that this time was coming. And I knew from way back way that our British government, with the treacherous May, we call her over here, Christopher, whatever his name is, a so-called MI5, MI6 spy, was working in hand with our British government against your president. To me, that's an act of war. That is an act of war. They've been found out. They've been found out. And more unfolds as time goes by. When he comes over here and sees May in June, wouldn't you like to be that fly on the wall? Because he knows more. I'll tell you what, your president is a pretty savvy man. He's really a clever man. He knows exactly. Look at your tax he's been under. Day in, day out. As soon as he come down at escalate, he seems going to run as a president and he's going to be run for the Republican Party. This was it. They declared war. The news was totally against him. But this man, you've got an absolutely awesome. He's probably the best president. You know, going back and you're talking about Lincoln Day, this, that. But you know what? He's got to be one of the best men you've ever had as president. I love your President Trump, I've got to admit. Smokey, moving back.
Well, if I didn't have such a great dad growing up, if I didn't have one, I'd ask for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm the same, you know. I got to admit, you know, I've watched your president, and the thing about it is, and I know, you know, he's got this exterior that if anybody attacks him, he attacks back. It's just what you do. It's just it's what makes some of us. Some of you are told to turn the other cheek. Donald Trump's not like that. You smack me, and I'm going to smack you back harder. You know,
I think that's a little bit of the New York City in him.
Yeah, I mean, he is the people's man. I mean, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to come down and want to be the president. He knew it was a calling. There was people that said in his ear, please, you got to run. We need you. And he'd done this because the country was calling out to him. And hopefully, when all, you know, if all this that's going to go down over the next, you see it, all these reports that's coming out, oh my goodness me, there's going to be some very nervous Demorats out there, isn't there?
Oh my, yeah. I think on both sides of the pond, Jeff, there's going to be a reckoning, especially after 2020 in the United States when we reelect President Trump and his hands are not tied politically to any more election. There's going to be an accounting. And, you know, as a citizen on this side, I really want to see people go to jail for what they did. There's got to be a reckoning.
I was going to say that, and I know you feel the same. I mean, this is trying to bring about a coup. It's probably one of the – well, it's worse than sedition. It's treasonous. It's traitorous. And of course, I don't know if you still have capital punishment for that behavior, but if you haven't, I think you should add it to your books, mate. And of course, there's people out there should be free to have the great establishment of your prisons. They should go straight to special places for them people. Because this is disgusting, well, isn't it? I've never known a time that, to me, everybody was up against your president and he's come through it. He didn't conspire with the bloody Russians, and all this other crap that they've been trying to put on. Poor Barr, he's going through it as well, isn't he, at the moment? That great man, I mean, this is the second time that he's had that office, and you couldn't ask for a better man, and he's just uncovering the facts. He told them straight, there was spying going on. And now we know there was more than two spies. There was probably three, maybe even four spies. Unbelievable things have been going on in your great country. And it must be upset. I mean, it's upset me to think of what's been going on to your country, what they've been doing to your country. Something that, it's hard to take in. And I can't believe that this government has betrayed the your president, what they've been doing, conspiring with the Democrats to do what they did to try to bring down your president is just, what can you say? You just, I know your president's going to have a lot to say, especially when he talks to the Queen as well. I don't know what the conversation's going to be with the Queen, but it should be interesting times. But once again, I've got to thank you for calling in. I thought it was Smokey's number. I think Smokey could be, I've got 111s at the side here. So what I might do, if you hold on for a sec, I'm just going to see if it is Smokey, because I've probably got him on the wrong number. If you bear with me just a second there, moving. Right. Yeah, hi there, 1111. Is that you, Smokey? Hello? Oh. Okay. No. Not as far as I know. I don't. We sometimes have a few issues with people, calling in or getting into the chat room is what I've heard lately. But it doesn't surprise me with what's been going on moving. You can see, the deplatforming and of the conservative voice. Even your president's tweeted about it. He's not very happy with Zuckerberg, and I think he's given a little warning that he knows what he's up to. And this is all about the coming up of your election, the 2020 election, isn't it?
Jeff, I think the best. Speaking of deplatforming, I've never used Facebook as a matter of choice, and I think the best way to deplatform Facebook is not to use Facebook.
Well, there you go. I agree with you. That's why I've decided, I moved to Telegram, and I'm with MeWe now, and there's a couple more I want to go to, because I was told there was one called Mind.com or something, or other. It's supposed to be really good, and it's very similar to Facebook in the feel of it, and I might check that out in over the next couple of days, and then I just go. In fact, I reopened it up under my other name. Jeff Mitchell as such, but because of all my English Defence League pages was all gone. The East Anglian pages that I had with 60, I lost at least 1,600 patriots on that part of them pages, so I wasn't very happy about that. But it is what it is. You know, you just got to realise that there's a war going on. We're a part of the war, aren't we? We expect these.
Yeah,
so,
right,
of course,
that's right, Dave.
We know there's...
That's right, Jeff.
You know, there's plenty of other platforms out there. We've just got to choose the right ones. And I do like Telegram. I don't know if you've tried it yourself. But it's at least we're not censored. At least we're not getting this censored crap that we've been getting from Twitter and this, that, and the other. You know, I mean, I've seen some horrible things on Facebook. They're allowing the enemy to post whatever they want. You know, beheadings, etc., etc. We speak out about this death cult, and we are just kicked off. You know, it's this is it. This is just goes to show you who the enemy is, and it is Facebook. And I put it up a few times this week. I said a few times, and they haven't come back to me. I even put a page up on Facebook, you know, the radio show Facebook. So I suppose I'm going to get a ban for that. I don't care. I don't care, as long as our voice gets out there, and I think you feel the same. As long as we get the voice out there, people are coming together. This is the great thing about it. All they do is push people that we gather. We just gather another momentum. We just go in another place, you know, and once again, we hit the road, we do what we do, and no matter what they throw at us, you know, in the end, you keep pushing the people. You know, with this... peaceful rebellion, one day they'll push too far and there'll be a violent rebellion, and God help them all. Because, you know, I'm not invoking any violence, but you can see the anger. I mean, I can hear it in people's voices how especially this side of the pond there, moving, the way they all feel about what's been going on. I think it's a total disgrace, but we just got to push on, haven't we? So how's things been for you this week, my dear friend?
Jeff, I'm in the north, and I'm driving south toward Dixie, and I'll be hitting the Mason-Dixon line here in a few miles.
Wow. So
and
you're
I'm
on the
also,
road as we're talking.
Yes, and I'm driving through a rainstorm.
Oh, my goodness, man. About, ladies and gentlemen, I'm moving forward. He's mobile. He's talking. He's sitting in with me. We're doing the radio show for the English Defence Radio Show, and he's mobile, and I love it. I love it, brother. It's always good to speak to you. Always good to know how you're doing. So, is that for your party work that you're doing then, the moving?
No, Jeff, I'm just moving.
You know, legend, I've known this gentleman for a number of years now, and he just says things that just makes me roll up laughing. He's, I would say, moving. You're a man of many characters, and you know some good friends. Well, do you know what? I haven't heard Wahabi for a while. I don't know where he's gone. I don't know whether there's been a coup, and he's been kicked out of power or whatever, but I haven't heard from him for a while.
Last heard, Wahab is taking a sabbatical in Guantanamo Bay, but he's due to get out pretty soon. So we'll see what happens.
Is that right? So no more yak meat and that for the time being, then, hey? And it's, that's funny. But, I've quite a few things I want to talk about tonight, and I just looked at the time, almost half hour in, on the show, but I've got some stories I want to talk about tonight. Are you okay for the time being just to sit with me? I was waiting for Smokey, but I don't know whether Smokey's going to be out.
I'm okay. I've got a ways to go, so I'll hang out at your discretion. And don't forget that
you've
got to dial out and dial back in at the.
Yeah.
At an
appropriate time. Oh, thanks for giving me an
extra.
That's true. I mean, I've got, I think I've got a little time to go yet. So I'll probably dial back in about 25 minutes past on my time. It's 2100 here and 4. So I've got probably about another 20 minutes. I might just call in just before that. But I was just looking for a story. I just come with a heavy heart this week. I mean, you've heard what's been going on to Tommy Robinson, have you? He's been on a campaign, you know. He's trying to take a seat in the European Union, the MEP for the Union, and he's been on the road and he's been attacked. I think it's three, four times, you know, had a milkshake threw in his face, physically being attacked. And do you know the police was right there? And do you know what they did, moving? You know what they did? Nothing.
Oh, they probably didn't do anything, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
I hear he had a milkshake thrown in his face. I heard someone threw a milkshake in his face when they were having a civil conversation. And the guy just...
No matter what, someone throws something in your face, no matter whether you're just an ordinary citizen or whatever, and someone throws, that is a common assault. Someone, and what the guy said, that it slipped out of his hand, well, his video footage out there shows you he did it deliberately. He aimed it at Tommy's face, and Tommy was covered in milkshake, you know. But it could have been acid, couldn't it? That's what I say. This is, how is this? If he's a security team, he needs good security. That's what we're talking about. He should have security. Because when you get up personal with it, it doesn't take a second. If he's got a knife, that guy had a knife. He could have just stuck it in Tommy just like that. Or if that was acid, Tommy could have been badly burned. I mean, that's how bad it was. But the police stood back. Basically, they were told to... Stand down. It's only Tommy Robinson. He's an MEP. He's going for an MEP. You know, he should have the whole, you know, with whatever you allowed of being an MP, you know, the protection of the police. He's not being allowed there. And I think it's a total disgrace. That it could happen. That something really, really nasty could happen. He's had a... What I see earlier, that he's had a death threat. He was called into the police station and they said that they had, he needs to sign this thing to say that he knows that what he's doing, his campaign, the police don't want to be responsible for him being hurt or anything like trying to make him sign a disclosure thing. Can you believe it? What they're trying to do is cover their own backs. You know, I mean, this is a crazy time.
Yeah, I used to travel to the UK, Jeff, and, vacation there and enjoyed visiting places like the Imperial War Museum and other places. But I won't go anymore because if some Mohammedan causes trouble, whether it's my fault, their fault, it'll always be my fault because they're a privileged class now in the UK. So I'm afraid to go there. I won't go there.
It's really unfortunate. It is because a lot of our friends from the United States, it's really been putting a lot of people off, especially what's going on. I mean, certain parts of London is really dangerous to go. I mean, you know, when we say... It's no-go zones, but parts of East London, there's knifings, there's shootings all the time. It's probably nearly as bad as Chicago. I think four or five were stabbed the other day, you know, and there was another hit and run. Hit and runs and then reverse over the people. This is what we've been seeing. And the police don't seem to be in charge or control. It's like anarchy on the streets. It's really that bad in parts of it. Where I live, I've got to admit, even though you can feel it closing in around you, we've got a couple of mosques that's gone up, and not too far from me. But we still hear the church bells ringing on Sunday. When they stop ringing, we got problems. That's the way I look at it. Them church bells ring. My heart sings, you know, because I know the church is still doing its thing. We haven't had our church. We had one church that was burnt down, and that was going back a few years ago. But we knew this was all an insurance thing. because they wanted to make the church into one of their type of mosques. That's what they do. Burn it down, and then they build a mosque in its place. Victory. This is like a victory thing, isn't it? And you've been seeing this. You've had fires over, I know I've been following the news, you've had a few big fires over Catholic churches in the United States, haven't you, brother? That's what I've been hearing.
Jeff, it's going on worldwide. Every continent, every populated area, it's churches are being vandalized and burned and shootings. It's ridiculous. But
because we're in the grips of evil. The devil's having a good run at us all, isn't he? We look at this death cult out there. We know who's the governor. Allah has got nothing to do with it. It's the great Satan, the great deceiver. We know who's behind it. We know who's walking this earth. We know how evil it is, don't we? But we're still staying out there. And no matter what they do to me, I love my faith. I am who I am, and probably same as yourself. And they're never going to take that away from me. They might chop me head or do something like that, but they'll never take that away from me. Because, it's just something that's, with me, it's always been, when people say they're born again, this, that and the other, I've always loved and faith. Maybe in my teenage years, I wasn't, too close to my church then. But as you get older and you mature more, you realise in some people's lives it's very important. And it's been important aspects in my life. Not so much my sons and that. I've just let them do their own thing, whatever they want, to believe in, I'll let them believe in. But I think they've just, I've never said to them, you need to do this or do that. Because I think it's everybody's their own personal opinion, what they do and the way they bring their children up, isn't it, moving, But yeah, it's been a, and also I've been, I've seen 430 rockets fired from Gaza. Israel responds with airstrikes. And I haven't seen too much news about what this is going on, whether this is a continuing fight, whether they've stepped this thing up. Because it does seem that this is almost like an all-out attack now, isn't it? What's going on. And they're trying to cover it up, aren't they? They're trying to keep it quiet. But we know what's going on, and we knew it was going to happen, didn't we, moving? But my heart is, I always will be, with Israel and what they're doing. God bless them all, that little nation, that sovereign nation. And I say, I'll always stand with Israel. I'd fight if I was in that part of the world. I'd fight with Israel as well. Yeah, I'd join the fight. But I'm a bit too old for that now. Hey, sorry, Jeff. We'd love to have made you 30 years ago to be able to suffer. We can't at this moment. You're a bit tall for the real fight, don't you, old son? That's what it's telling me.
You've already joined the fight,
but yeah, there's been a lot going on. I mean, I've been following the things that's going on across the world, especially. I've been having problems picking up Fox TV and all that lately. I don't know why. I don't know, it's the internet. Maybe they're attacking me. I don't know. Maybe I've been attacked also. I don't know. But it is what it is. You get on with what you do, don't you? But as I say, I was wanting to read a story, but it seems like this story is a bit of a short story. But mate, I'll tell you what I'll do. If it's okay with you, I'm going to let me just... close that thing down on my head there. Come back in the studio and maybe, what's the time now? About 14 minutes past, I was going to say, maybe I can play a tune or something like that for the time being. But while I try to get a couple of my stories together, I'm not up to it today. I'm a little bit, just can't get the act together today. I don't know why. I hope my listeners understand that sometimes, even though you might be a great radio host, that sometimes things don't always come up the way that they should do. You're looking at something and you click on it and it disappears, It's just, that's what happens, doesn't it, moving? Let's have a look. What am I looking for? you've been keeping well now, my friend. Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to play that one. We haven't played that for a little while. Roll Over Beethoven. This is one that Dave really likes. So I'm going to play it for my buddy Dave. I hope you're enjoying your vacation, my old mate. Hope you're enjoying it. Okay. Well, that's really my bloody play. Well, why won't you play?
I told you so many times.
That was two great tunes by ELO, and I love them. And I know Dave, old Dave Milner, the Agador, my dear friend, and that. I know how much he loves EDL. Also, let me bring back moving. I see you dropped off. you're back. You're back now, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here, Jeff, enjoying the music and the awesome show today and all the awesome information
you
and the
I do the best, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll go to click something and it won't work on me, you know, oh no, it's going to be one of them days, don't you, Mervyn? But anyway, they both work. But I just want to let you know, we have got the American show. Actually, this is a gentleman, Michael Robert Banker. Now, he goes on to say, kudos, thanks for the GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation. We have none here, really. That's what he's telling us. And he says, thanks for a great show, Michael. So I've got to thank him for joining us today. In the chat room, because people's been having a few problems finding us, but you know, and he's saying what a great show we're having. So you know, we must be doing something right, mustn't we, buddy? I mean, that's just the relevant information that we got, and just to let Michael know and a lot of people that how things have really took a dark shape about it lately. I'd say one of a dear gentleman, I'd say, and I've spoken about this in this show, David Shuf, received 15 months in prison for being attacked at an EDL demonstration. Can you believe this, guys? He got attacked because he actually mentioned, because the police weren't doing a job, they didn't arrest anybody. Before you know it, he said something on the social, women's Facebook, where he said it, and he was in front of a magistrate, or whatever it was, 15 months in prison. For what? For being attacked. You're guilty now of being attacked at a demonstration. That's what they're telling us now, ladies and gentlemen. To be attacked, you are the guilty party. You shouldn't have been there to be attacked in the first place. But it's that God-given right to peacefully demonstrate, because that's all we do, peacefully demonstrate. We can't help it as a baying mob when it's a bloody throw things at us, lob bricks, you know, hit us with things, even the police joining in. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. But we put up with it. Why? Because we know we do anything whatsoever, go on the contrary, well, they're calling us thugs, hooligans, all that. But the thugs and the hooligans are them who's calling us that. They entice that sort of behaviour, because it's not us. It's not us that ends up on the receiving thing with our eyes cut, broken jaws, women being attacked. It's us that gets the blame for what they do. None of them get arrested. This is how bad it is in the United Kingdom. And we've got a treacherous government who deceives everybody, and who even deceives our friends in the United States, the great president, Donald Trump himself. Being up against him, working the evil forces against your president. It angers me. It angers me. And it upsets me at the same time. Because this is what we've got in this world now, or this country that we live in, and we're seeing it across Europe. We're seeing it. But there was a rise in the tide. People have really got angry. People aren't coming together. We will not be defeated. They could try the best. They can throw us in prison. They could do this and that. All I worry about is one of our other lads that was put in a prison for what? For throwing up a bacon sandwich at a mosque. He got a year in prison, and he didn't see the end of it. He was murdered in prison. Now, all my worry is this could happen to David, a loyal, patriot, EDL foot soldier, and a proud man. And don't forget, our prisons these days are infested with this cultist of evil, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope you keep David Shuf in your prayers tonight. because you don't know what's happened to this young man. But anyway, let me pass it back to you, because I do get a bit emotional. When, you know, I mean, you know, these are foot soldiers. I love these lads and these lasses who put their lives on the line and go in to some dangerous places, and they stand up against it, and, you know, they don't respond to any bad evil treatment that's happened to them. They stand their ground. They shake themselves down, have themselves the wounds stitched up, what it might be. When's the next demonstration? You know, these are what the people that you'd see on the front ranks in sort of a war situation. These brave men, these brave women who stand up against the odds, the evil that we've got that walks amongst us. But anyway, I do get a bit emotional when I talk about these issues. It does really anger me. But let me come back. You still there, Mervyn?
I'm still there, Jeff. And boy, oh boy, you really sound like you're blazing mad these days. But you know, Jeff, you know who's in charge. You know the man upstairs is calling the shots, and we know how the story ends. So never.
Yes, we do.
Internalizing.
I know I get emotional, but it's the passion. When you love your country, you can see it slowly but surely, you know, this population replacement situation going on. And the way, and it really, I'll tell you what, my dear friend, it feels like the indigenous people of our country, slowly but surely, be taken out of the equation, and it's that upsets me. That upsets me because you know, the good people, the old good old British Tommies, whatever the people want to call us, you know, the battling Tommies, they're trying to take that away from us. You know, if we show anything, it's masculine, whatever the word is, the new buzzword is, you know, you're showing too much masculine toxicity, you know, and all that crap. This is what they try to put upon you now these days. You've seen it over the States. I mean, there's this guy, right? Now, they're trying to say his name's Alice. And I thought, who is Alice? There's a tune about this, right? Now, he was one of these people where Tommy Robbins was campaigning, and decided to set about Tommy and a few of the lads. Well, they come unstuck. Alice, big old geezer, he's a bloke. There was no gender about him. This was a man. A little man who was just in the crowd, come out of the crowd and knocked him out. He knocked him out. And all the papers been saying, this lady, Alice, he had no boots on. Look at the picture, ladies and gentlemen. There's plenty of pictures of Alice, you know, and they tried to, you know, this is it. Oh, don't you feel sorry for poor Alice? Well, he was out there with it, a kick-off, and trying to hurt Tommy and the supporters of Tommy. Unbelievable. The media in this country is like your media, moving, are totally bananas. Totally crazy, man, you know. It's just unbelievable.
No, they're not on the job. Yeah, but Tommy Robinson's got the right idea about pushing back on these grooming gangs, you know. And also the media overstates the Mohammedan influence, like specifically here in the United States. The Mohammedans represent only 1.5% of the population, and a lot of them aren't, you know, radical Mohammedans. Our president, our former president Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoro, misrepresented that Muslim population around the world when he went on the apology tour to Cairo and all these other Mohammedan countries, saying that America is a Muslim nation. It's not. We're a Judeo-Christian nation. We have Christian principles, and we believe in Jesus over here. And, you know, we're tolerant of
No, that's true. And I know I've seen how much the evangelist thinks of your president. And I know, you know, he's had his failings in different things he's done in his life, but he's the man of the people. He's the man of the people. And when you see evangelists praying, praying around the president, and you see the president praying with them, I mean, that is really moving, isn't it? Moving? That's pretty moving stuff, man.
You know, if you're not laughing, you're dying. If you're not laughing, you're crying. Hey, but you know, when I mentioned earlier about Gallipoli, it is the Mohammedan Gallipoli going on in the UK and the United States. Let me give you a reason. They had the Christian school of boys. I won't get into names and specific lawsuits because they're already all over the news. You have CNN and you have several other organizations like MSNBC, others that have $250 million, $250 million lawsuits against them for spreading hate, misrepresentation of Christians, etc. And that tidal wave.
That was that young lad, that
16-year-old
lad, wasn't it? They absolutely put that young lad who didn't say a word. All he done was he was being intimidated. He stood his ground. He didn't say a word. He just had a smile on his face. Okay, do what you got to do. I'm not doing any harm. And look at the persecution that young man had. I hope that he gets I hope he becomes a billionaire of it, because they've ruined that young man's life. They've ruined him. He can be a billionaire for what they've done. Good luck to him. And I just hope that all the lawsuits go through and they feel the pinch. There's a lot of us going to feel it. It's just all those that we talk about, which makes up about $1 billion. It's going to work out more than that because we've got the independent ones as well. So I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits against all them. But to do that to a young man like that, it was just unbelievable. And the world see it, didn't they? This is it. They tried to put around their narrative that this was a hate group. He had a We Love Trump or something like that on, make MAGA rat on, you know, make America great. You know what I mean? I think it's just unbelievable. But so they should feel. You know, when you put a young lad like that under the pressure, what him and his friends are about to go through, all the hate, all the threats of death, this, that, and the other, I hope he gets every cent, and I hope he enjoys every penny of or every cent of it, Dave. And I know he'll put it towards something good. He looks that type of a lad, doesn't he, you know? But, yeah, sorry, Dave. It's me age.
No worries, Jeff.
But I had a story I wanted you to share with us, and if I can find it. Because we used to be able to put, you know, we used to have a Facebook page that we used to put our links in, and now that's all gone ever since they've been purging us, so I've just got to put it somewhere. Oh, yeah, this is a story I wanted to share with our listeners, and I will put it in the... In the chat room when I can, because I did have problems with the copyright. But anyway, this is about this comes from the Mail Online movement, and this is murdered soldier Lee Rigby's mother is being forced out of the charity house that was given to her after her son's death. And you must have heard of that, what happened to Lee Rigby a few years ago. Absolutely horrible it was. Lee Rigby, 25, was murdered by Islamic extremists outside his barracks in 2013. His mother, Lynn, set up the Lee Rigby Foundation to help other bereaved families. Foundations was gifted a four-bedroom house to work by Kendu Nagasaki, the 1980s wrestling star, has now told Miss Rigby she must buy, rent, or lose it. Now, that is a tragedy, that is. And let me continue. The mother of murdered soldier Lee Rigby has been told she may lose the retreat she set up for bereaved families of soldiers in memory of her son. Lynn Rigby, 52, was gifted the property for Lee Rigby's foundation use on the country estate of 1980s wrestling star Kendo Nagasaki after the brutal murder of her son in 2013. Drummer Lee Rigby of the Royal Fusiliers was killed in broad daylight before witnesses in Woolwich, South East London. Street in 2013. I do know that very well, moving, because I used to live about 3 miles away from there, and that used to be a bit of an area that I used to frequent quite a lot in 2013. So I'll go down this. Miss Rigby set about renovating a large four-bedroom house as a usable space for the bereaved families of soldiers, starting a foundation in her son's name, the Lee Rigby Foundation, before opening the retreat in October 2017. The former wrestler has now told her she must buy it, rent it or lose it due to his financial difficulties, reports the Sun. As the foundation is unable to afford to buy or rent the property, Lynn told the Sun on Sunday she now faces losing everything she's worked for and her home. Lynn Rigby's husband, Ian, and their daughters, 60, and daughters, Courtney, 17, and Amy, 14, will now have to find another home, having moved into the property in 2017, sacrificing the memory of rich, the rich childhood of the son, Lee, to take on the responsibility of the retreat. And let me just move down the page a little bit. There's a lot of pictures here. So just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Nagasaki told the Sun he couldn't foresee the financial problems he is now facing, and has given Miss Rigby the option to buy or rent the property from him. The knock for the family 3 weeks before the 6th anniversary of Mr. Rigby's murder. Couldn't have come at the worst time, told Lynn Rigby to the Sun on Sunday. Mr. Rigby was murdered by Michael Abigailo and Michael Adeboli, who were both convicted of his murder and given a whole life jail term at a minimum of 45 years, but have never shown remorse. Let me read down, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Rigby, devoted mother, or that should be Miss Rigby, devoted mother, said it had been a difficult journey of grief, but that finding a new purpose in life, running the retreat, saved her from the brink of suicide. That is tragic. The retreat for bereaved families of British servicemen and women offers them some comfort, tranquility, and togetherness. Earlier this year, Miss Rigby spoke about how the first visitor to the retreat had benefited. Let me read on, ladies and gentlemen. She said, "Our first visitor was a man called Michael," she told Bella magazine. "He was 52 and had fallen on difficult times. After leaving the Duke of Edinburgh's Royal Regiment, he became a roofer, but suffered with money problems and turned to drink. When he came to us, he was unemployed, homeless, and an alcoholic. After hearing about Michael through the foundation's contact, Lynn then offered him a room until he got better. He gave up booze and stayed with us at the lodge," she continued. "He told me if we hadn't taken him in, he would be dead, and it would change his life. It was so nice to hear and really gave me a purpose." The Mail Online has contacted Gendo Nagasaki for a comment. A GoFundMe to raise money for the foundation to buy caravans in place of the property has been started by Courtney Rigby and has currently raised £779 of its £50,000 goal. So I would say to anybody, please help his family. Please help the family of this young man who is just going about his business, going back to the barracks, and being stalked in the most barbaric way you could think on our streets for us all to see. But anyway, that's the story. Moving, what you get? That is so tragic, isn't it? That's so sad that this has happened, you know? Just can't understand it. I really can't, you know.
Oh, I don't have words, Jeff, but it's a very good piece and story to tell today on EDL Radio. I'm going to have to depart soon, but it might be cool to hear from the listeners in the chat room today, your awesome listeners, before I depart. And my best wishes to you and everyone on EDL.
Well, thank you, brother. It's really appreciated. Yeah, the thing about it these days, as I say, we got the American show. This is Michael that's in the chat room with us today. So we don't always get a lot of people in the chat room. There are damn few problems of getting here, but I'm sure that I've seen Michael in the chat room last week moving. But no, once again, I've got to thank you for joining me and being my company today, because in the not too distant future now, or not too distant, I'll probably be playing a couple of tunes, then closing the show down for today. But we'll be back again this Thursday. But as I say, moving forward, my dear friend, safe journeys, brother. And I will speak to you soon. It's been absolutely awesome. Thank you for sitting with me this evening. I don't know what happened to Smokey, but he should have joined me today. But these things happen sometimes, don't they? You know, moving. Sometimes people just can't get you and can't let you know. But that's no problem.
Yeah.
We've done our best.
Sometimes they can't.
yeah,
I wish I could stay with you longer, but I got to take these horses out of the trailer in the back. They've been standing a while, and they're going to need to stretch their legs.
Yeah, no, you do what you've got to do. Once again, moving, always a blessing to talk to you. You take care of yourself. Don't you work too hard, brother. And speak to you
all
again
right.
In the not-too-distant future. Happy
all
journey,
right. You
brother.
Take care now. Take care
God
now.
God bless you, mate.
God bless.
Take care, moving. There you go. That was my dear friend. That was moving forward. And he sat with me for most of the show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just having a few issues tonight with putting people on and just pausing them down. But that's just the way it is. Just bear with me. I'm just going to see if I can play us out with a couple of tunes tonight. I might just cut this thing tonight a little bit. It's just, I'm having, it's weird, because I've put moving on like a standby, but it's just the circles around it. I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me see if I can just refresh my page. That might do it. But now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a it's always an honour and privilege to be here and to speak. I know I do get passionate about what's going on, but, you know, it's just, it is what it is. I think I've got a few issues, actually, with my internet. I think that's what the problem is. So just bear with me while I service not found. Oh, dear. So I'm going to have to reboot my router and try and get this sorted out. But I would have played a tune, but as I say, at this moment in time, I'm just having a few issues doing anything at the moment until my router's rebooted and up and running. So if you bear with me, as I say, it's only about 10 minutes to go to the end of the show anyway, so it might take me a few minutes to re-establish the connection I've got with blogtalkradio.com, a great platform that we've got. But as I say, we've talked about plenty of things tonight, and I've vented a little bit of anger towards certain people within the establishment, who thinks that they can overrun democracy and do what they've been doing with impunity. They're going to find that we don't take the things of what they tell us with any truthfulness now. They deceive the people. And you can't get away with just being able to do that. as I say, with total impunity, and think that people are just going to go, oh, well, it's just we've got to accept it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But no, we don't want to accept it. It's just unacceptable. When you attack democracy, especially where our Brexit was concerned, I've never known anything like it, ladies and gentlemen, to be honest with you. Just coming back now, just to let you know. But we're all really, really angry what they've done to our country. But just bear with me while I come back into the studio. There you go, I'm coming back now. And I'm joining you right now. Let me make sure that the chat's okay. Okay, so once again, I've got to thank everybody who's listening in tonight. As I say, my dear friend Dave Agador, Milner Mark, my dear friend, Jan the Tornado Rennie, moving forward, join me tonight. And of course, I thought it was Smokey. And it wasn't. It was my dear friend who I'd spoke to for a little while. So that was pretty awesome. I'm just going to say, what I might do is just have a look who's in the chat. Oh, that's going to show who's in the chat. No, let me just, okay. I can't see who's in the chat. I'm just pulling a funny one on me. But let me bring it back. Let me play a tune, okay. We'll have a try again. Yeah, it just won't let me come in the chat, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I see. Once again, the internet is messing me about, guys. It is messing me about. It's just gone off again. And say things like, oh, it's the cable, or something. It's got nothing to do with the cable. I know it's going on. This has been going on for quite a few days, and I've got a new router, but I don't think that's been the problem. I do believe that I've come under some sort of attack. But then again, I might be paranoid. I don't know. But once again, it's always a great honour and privilege to share the stories with you and speak about the people who haven't got the voices. You know, we the EDL like to think of the children across the country who've suffered at the hands of these horrible jihadist rape gangs that's been happening. That we are the voice of the children that our government doesn't really want to talk about. That is the problem. They don't want to talk about it. We the EDL have always been there for those children, and always will be, for those lost voices. So, I've just got the chat back. That's good. So we're all back and we're up and running again. And as I say, I'm just coming down for the last few minutes of the show. And I'll see if I'm going to find a tune just to play, just to make sure that that's working. Because I was having all sorts of problems earlier playing tunes. But you know, it's just the way it is, maybe it's just something in the air. But it's always a great pleasure to sit here and to share with you, our great listeners out there, exactly what's going on, especially in the UK. You might be sitting in the United States saying, wow, I didn't realise it was quite as bad as that, but it is what it is. We will deal with it in our own ways. Yeah, and we certainly will. I'm going to play as this tune just to see if this is working. There we go, my favourite tune. I promise somebody.
I'm in love and always will be.
Well, there you go. And as I say, that's brought me down about such a sudden turn. So once again, I've got to thank you all. All you great listeners out there. On the podcast. I know you listen to us on the podcast. Thank you so much. For our media team out there, God bless you guys. So we're having another encore show Thursday, but we'll be back next Sunday, and Dave Milner will be joining me once again back off his vacation. So from that, from myself, from the team, you take care, you stay safe, God bless you all. No surrender. And please keep David Shue in your prayers, please, guys. So with that, we're going underground. Take care. See you soon.
People might say my life is in a rut. Quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more. But I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, I don't mind. My New Zealand test was for Tommy Swine. Then the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. Pleasure as a hate me, I've been up already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through the fact. To be here, so what you get? You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and the place you trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Go with the end of the live part of the show. We've just gone into the archive section. I just want to give a shout out. I know there's a lot of you that listens to the radio show from different parts of the world, and like to thank you. You know, I know there's lots of different parts of the world that you do listen to our podcasts and broadcasts from the EDL radio show. We do really, really appreciate you for what you for your listeners being a part of our listeners. So thank you once again. Thank you so much. Because it's just like, if there wasn't you, there wouldn't be us. So thank you for your support. And so we've got defence leagues all across the world there. I mean, it just goes to show you. This is quite an historic time. I mean, in a few days' time, they're doing the radio show, not too many days, I think on the 12th I signed up to my Blog Talk Radio. I've done my first radio show, I think a few days later, And here we are today, 7 years later almost. But we'll see you again. I'll see you, well, the show, if you want to listen, Thursdays as usual. We're having another encore show this Thursday. From Sunday, we'll be back with Dave Agador-Milner, the Unpleasant Blind Man. He will be joining me once again. So from that, from myself, from the team, yeah, you take care, stay safe. God bless you all. And, I know what I've got to do. Let me just bring that down here. And don't forget, guys, I know it's a rough old journey sometimes out there. You know, being patriots, we know how tough it can be. You just keep the faith. You just keep the faith. Don't forget, we will prevail. We will prevail. There's no surrender. There never will be a surrender. Not one step back. We forward, go forward, onward and forward. So, good night, guys. God bless you all. And I'll see you, well, next week. Cheers, guys.